AI News by Conjero.
The big issue here is not just whether a human should stay involved. It's whether that kind of oversight can even keep up once decisions are happening at battlefield speed.
That's the core tension. In a combat setting, AI can be handling sensor fusion, target classification, route choices, and threat prioritization in a window that's far too short for a person to truly review.
So the old model starts to break down. If a human has to approve every step, the system either slows to a crawl or the person ends up rubber stamping decisions they can't really verify in time.
And that's why the phrase "humans in the loop" can sound reassuring without actually solving the problem. Once the decision window is too short, oversight has to move earlier and later in the process.
That means control has to be built into the architecture itself. Things like constrained action spaces, policy checks, sandbox simulation, fallback modes, and tamper-resistant logging become the real safety tools.
Exactly, the key question shifts from, can a human approve this, to, can the system stay inside its safety envelope under stress without a person stepping in? That's a very different product problem.
Modularity matters too. A layered system is easier to constrain and red team than one giant model doing perception, recommendation, policy, and execution all at once.
And safety has to be runtime governance, not just a compliance binder. Think hard policy gates, confidence thresholds, escalation triggers, and kill switch logic embedded in the workflow.
Validation also has to be continuous. Static test sets won't cut it in an adversarial environment, especially with degraded sensors, spoofing, jammed communications, and incomplete information.
Plus, auditability becomes part of the product. If the system is making time-sensitive recommendations, you need machine-readable traces, inputs, policy constraints, rejected options, and model version.
That also changes how defense AI gets sold. We have human oversight is less convincing than autonomy with bounded authority, verifiable logs, and fast patching when conditions change.
And in a live conflict, like the one involving Iran, the timeline gets even tighter. The real lesson is that old governance language can't describe systems that have to operate at machine speed.
AI News by Conjero.